We are going to talk about audio description now. We're not off to the theatre, it's not movies, it's not TV. We are talking ballet, and we have with us Miriam Airlie from Scottish Ballet. Hello, Miriam.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Right, we're talking ballet because Scottish Ballet does a great deal about making their shows accessible. So tell us just first a little bit about the ballet company itself.
Well, we're based here in Glasgow, in the south side of the city, in an amazing complex in Tramway, and we tour Scotland, and we also tour internationally quite a few times a year, which is lovely because it means we get to get out and about with lots of different performances. I work with the education department, so we do a lot of work connecting with audiences wherever we are in whatever way is most appropriate for them. So that might mean going into a primary school and doing a workshop, or it might mean doing a pre-show talk with a member of the music department, or it might mean doing a touch tour and audio description as well. So it's a lovely job for me, but it's also a fantastic job that the company does to really get out on the road and meet people.
Absolutely. And we're specifically looking at audio description now for blind and visually impaired patrons. So in what ways does the company make that accessible?
Well, we try to make sure that if people come to the ballet, if they've never been to a ballet before, we try and make sure that they've got a little bit of context before they come to a production. So we have a touch tour before the performance, and that means you can have a look at some of the costumes up close, have a feel of the weight of them. People are always surprised at how heavy the costumes are, especially for things like our Christmas productions, our winter productions. There's sort of metres and metres of tulle and velvet and lace and things like that. And also the props as well. It's a nice chance to get to feel and feel the weight of and the textures and the fabrics of some of the props that the dancers use on stage. And then also we can give them a bit of context about the vocabulary that we might use. So we use phrases like pirouette, which means a turn or a spin, or a jeté, which is like a jump or a leap. And actually, what we've started doing recently with our current production is trying to help the patrons understand some of the more specific movements themselves by trying them out with their arms. So at the moment, we're doing Swan Lake, and it's very arm-tastic. There's lots of wings and flexed wrists creating images of swans' beaks and things like that. So we're trying to make it so that people can access it literally physically by doing it themselves, even just from the comfort of their chair while they're finding out about the performance in advance, which is quite fun.
I've been along to, I think it was Hansel and Gretel,
yes,
and I was surprised at the weight of some of the costumes the guys have to wear and dance, and I thought the shoes for going on point were like instruments of torture.
Yeah,
I take my hand off to them.
Yeah, there might be quite a few dancers that would agree with you there. I think they're a force to be reckoned with in themselves, and that's just the shoes.
Now, you mentioned Swan Lake there. So you're doing the audio description for that. It is on tour at the moment. And we're going to have a little bit of a demonstration of the audio description. But just give us a little bit of background, first of all, to what you're going to be discussing.
Well, Swan Lake is a new production for us as a company. We haven't done Swan Lake for about 20 years. It's a brand new creation for Scottish Ballet, which is very exciting. It's been created by a choreographer called David Dawson. And it's set to the traditional music, the Tchaikovsky score that everybody knows and loves, but that's about where the tradition ends. Everything apart from that is kind of updated and given a modern twist, which is really exciting. The costumes are anything but heavy. They're really stripped back and minimal. The set, the same, and the lighting, it's really quite... it's quite exposing for the dancers, so it's much more about the movement, this production, and it's got a very interesting take on the female lead, on the white swan. She's quite an empowered individual. David Dawson refers to her as a goddess, as a creature, so she's not this sort of vulnerable princess who's been put under a spell. She's not a damsel in any way, shape or form, which is quite exciting for us because it means we get to really get our teeth into a good story and a good character when we're describing.
Girl power.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love it.
Okay, shall we have a little demonstration then of some of the audio description?
Absolutely. I've got a section here which is about Siegfried, actually, having just talked about girl power, we're going to talk about one of the boys. Siegfried is the prince in this production. He's not really your stereotypical prince. He's a little bit of a loner. He's a little bit on the edges of things in the social group that he's part of. And he falls for this goddess, and eventually, not to give too much away, but he ends up making a bad decision and breaking her heart and his heart. And there's this lovely section in the ballet where the swans are all sort of very gracefully swimming about their lake, and then he bursts in and they all disappear, and he does this really heartfelt solo when he realises that he's going to have to break the news to this swan queen that he's fallen in love with, that he's betrayed her trust. So that's the bit I'd like to share with you today.
Okay, well, let's hear some of the audio description of this fantastic music track. Right, I'm just going to get this one fired up for you.
Thank you. With a flurry of feathers, the flock disperses into the mist. Siegfried appears. He hurtles to the front, his arms slicing the air. He spins, twisting up so his torso writhes. He circles back to the right, flinging his chest out in anguish and collapsing at the back. He rushes forwards, stretching his arms up in supplication, asking why. He spins through a low swirl, corkscrewing up and out. Circling back to the left, he throws his chest out, arms buffeting his head. He explodes in a stretching jump, spinning across the front, and finally flinging himself off balance. He stumbles, unseeing. Coming forward again, he jumps, sweeping his arms and legs in a flying arc, and surges back to the right, arms twisting his body as he leaps. He reels forwards, arching his back in pain, and stops, breathless and spent. He clasps his head in his hands and lurches to the front right corner, thrashing his arms in a low figure of eight and pushing his hands away in pain. He retreats, swings his arms, and pushes away again. He staggers back to face the curved outline of the lake. In despair, he turns to leave, alone.
I'm worn out just listening to you, Miriam. That was phenomenal.
I could carry on.
You mentioned the drama. In the performance, and you just got that immediately, and the music really builds with it as well.
Absolutely.
And you just get this feeling of motion, even though you can't see what's going on the stage. Description paints such a vivid picture.
I think that's definitely something that I always try to do as a describer. I work with another describer called Pauline Laverty, who's been doing it for many years, and she's also been a dancer with the company herself, and she has this wonderful wealth of knowledge about the technique and about what the dancers are really feeling as they move. And I've learned a lot from her about how to get the emotion into it, as well as physically what's happening on stage. And I have to say, I do get a bit swept up in the music. You may have noticed.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. So that's Swan Lake, which is touring at the moment. Now, I know it's only May, but you guys are looking right through the year now. So you have more audio description coming up.
Absolutely. We're doing Hansel and Gretel, actually, that you mentioned before.
Oh, right. Right.
Our next performance that I'll be describing is Hansel and Gretel, and we're doing that at winter time, at Christmas time. So that's a real treat of a production as well. There's lots of drama in that, but also there's a good narrative in it. It's a lovely story. It's a lovely tale. It's about children and about magic and about sweeties and witches, and there's no end of drama in it. But it's quite child friendly in a way that maybe Swan Lake is a little bit more for adults.
Great stuff. So there's lots to look forward to. Just finally then, Miriam, if anyone would like to find out more about Scottish Ballet's performances, the audio description and so on, where can they get more info?
Well, There's lots of ways to get in touch. I might also recommend just coming in and saying hi. We're at the tramway on the south side. If you ever want to come in and visit, there's usually a member of the education team around, and we would love to meet people and to say hello and to give you a bit more insight into it. But also, we've got an email address. If you email education@scottishballet.co.uk, that will come through to us. Or you can call the main reception and ask to speak to somebody in education. That number's 0141 331 2931. And the other option is, if you ever hear of us in town, come along and ask at the box office, and hopefully someone will be around to say hello.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to Hansel and Gretel. It's a great performance, so I have to say. I can recommend it. For the moment though, Miriam Ellie, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.